further into that lesson. Now, we know faith is defined in Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. And the scripture says, without it, it's impossible to please Jesus. Those that come to the Lord must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. If you want the translation, you want to be translated from death unto life, if you want to be translated from this body sown in corruption and mortality into immortality or incorruption, you have to please Jesus. And without faith, scripture says, it's impossible to please him. Enoch, before the translation came upon him, he had that testimony that he pleased Jesus. So we have to work really hard to do that. As we said on previous lessons, unbelief is poison to faith, or doubt is a poison to your faith. One thing the enemy, when he is attacking you, he wants you to doubt Jesus' ability to help you or to give you the strength to go through. One thing he does, especially when things come upon you, he likes to put in your mind that Jesus doesn't care or Jesus isn't sensitive to what you are dealing with. But what are the facts? The facts are, Jesus knows the end from the beginning. Just because this challenge came upon you now, it doesn't mean that the Lord didn't have any knowledge of it. He knows the beginning of your life to the end of your life. He knows what you're going to face. He knows what you're going to be confronted with. He knows what you're going to gain. He also knows what you're going to lose. And we just have to trust that Jesus has our best interest at heart. He does. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil. Only one want you to get involved in a bunch of evil stuff is Satan. You think about that when he was in the beginning of the garden. Everything was good. And they didn't have no knowledge of evil. All they knew was good. But who was the one that tempted them to eat of that fruit? Nobody but Satan. Satan knew when they ate of that fruit that they were going to gain a knowledge of evil. He wasn't concerned about the good. They already had good. He was concerned about evil. That's all the enemy wants you to be focused on, is a bunch of evil or a bunch of negative, a bunch of wicked stuff. But we thank the Lord just for that understanding. When he give us all of these little examples in scriptures about the dangers of unbelief and what this stuff does to us and how Jesus feels about it. All right. Last week we stopped with the disciples when the sisters brought the word to them. Remember, the sisters brought the word to them. The sisters were the first preachers outside of Jesus of the gospel. They said, Jesus is alive, right? Yes. And the scripture says that the brother said, we will not do what? Believe, right? Now, looking at the next bullet, the people's response to Jesus' word. That says, then Jesus answered them. This is in Matthew chapter number 17:17. It says, then Jesus answered and said, he called this generation of people. He said, you are a faithless and a perverse generation. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. Now, this is making reference to that young man that had a son that was, scripture called him a lunatic. And they couldn't figure out how to help this boy. They brought him to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't do anything with him. One writer said Matthew said the disciples could not cure him. And that's the truth. We can't cure anybody. We can't fix anybody's problems. Only thing we can do is tell you about Jesus. We give you the information. We give you what thus saith the Lord. We go through the scriptures and give you what thus saith the Lord. First of all, we explain to you who Jesus is. We go all the way from the beginning to let you see that the God that is a spirit in Genesis takes on flesh in the New Testament, and he names himself Jesus. As Sister Scudder was saying on this morning, that name was given to save the people from what? Sin. Now, if you want to be free from sin, you have to come through the name. You can't try to go another kind of way to be saved, because there's no salvation in any other. There's no other name, N-A-M-E, under heaven, given among men whereby we must be saved. You've got to come through the name of Jesus for your salvation. I don't care who you are and how long you've been in it. The only name is going to deliver you is the name of Jesus. The enemy will love to make you think you can outgrow that name. You will never outgrow the name. The odds of you outgrowing the name is the same odds as you outgrowing sin. You know that that's not going to happen. You're not going to outgrow sin. Sin don't go nowhere. Only one that can remove sin from the soul is Jesus. So you're going to need the name. You're going to need the name to deliver you from sin. You're going to need the name to keep you out of sin's habit, sin's control, sin's dominion, sin's influence. The name is your key. We talked about a lesson some time ago about the many sins or the many sicknesses, but there's only one cure, and that one cure is the name of Jesus. See, the disciples were not the cure. That man brought them to the disciples thinking that because they were following Jesus that they had the power. No. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you know about Jesus. You have no power. You have no power. You, the only thing you can do to help people is tell them about Jesus. And the same faith that you put in Jesus to be saved, they too must put that same faith in Jesus to be saved. They want the enemy to release his hold from their mind, to deliver them from the pit and the mess of their life. They have to make the same sacrifices as you made. You have to realize that you are around a group of people that display no faith in Jesus. They don't. They put more trust in everything else but Jesus. They make you feel less than because you pray. You know, you go to the hospitals, they make you feel like what you're doing is insignificant. You say, well, just go before him and just lay your hands and just say in the name of Jesus, do it, Lord Jesus, be merciful, be gracious. They look at you like you what you're saying is just void speech, like it's a bunch of hocus pocus or fairy tales. But they don't understand it is through prayer. Right. Only reason this earth is where it is at is because Jesus prayed for it. Jesus prayed for you and I. He prayed for this earth. He prayed for the people that are in the earth. He prayed for those that are going to go over to John 17. I intend to go there, but I want you to see how Jesus feels about you. Now, you all know the Lord's Prayer is not our Father which art in heaven, right? Y'all understand that. The disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray. And when he said, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. But that's not the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is in John chapter number 17. This is the prayer that Jesus prayed, okay? So when you go over to John chapter number 17, somebody start off, 17 and 1. Now, many people will look at that passage and automatically assume that Jesus is not God. And they would automatically assume because he says in verse number 1, Father, the hour has come, glorify thy Son. Right? Mm-hmm. Automatically thinking that they're two separate beings. But you have to remember, what did he tell you in John chapter number 14 and 13? John 14, 13.
Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, right, that will I do.
That will I do. That the Father may be glorified how? In other words, so that you will see no separation. Even though I'm doing two different works. There was one work that Jesus performed when he created the world. And there was a separate work that Jesus performed when he redeemed the world. Right? When he created the world, he created the world as a spirit. Right? Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters and God said, let there be, right? And God formed Adam from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a what? That's right. He said, tells them, once they sin, the serpent shall bruise my heel, but I'm going to bruise that serpent's head, right? That's the promise of Jesus coming in the flesh. But when Jesus comes in the flesh, now he is functioning as a redeemer. Letting you and I know you were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversations, from all of that stuff that you were talking and practicing and praying with when you were up under the control of sin. You were not redeemed with corruptible things. How was I redeemed, Jesus? You were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. God took on flesh. Just like the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he likewise took part of the same. We see Jesus. He was made a little lower than the angels. Angels are spiritual beings. He was made a little lower than the angels. For what reason? For the suffering of death. Only way God could taste death is he had to get into a body, right? And through the body of Jesus, God tasted death for every man. Huh? People say, well, I thought God, by him being a spirit, he don't die. God cannot die. If God died, everything would stop existing. Huh? That's the truth. If God died, everything would stop existing. But God got out of that body. Huh? God was in that body redeeming the world, bringing the world back to himself. But when he was up on that cross and God got out of that body cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why did you leave me? Right? Why did you leave me? Huh? And that body cried out, why did you leave me? Then he answers, why did God get out of that body when that body was taking on the sin of the world? He said that he answered, why did you get out of my, why did you leave me? Why did you forsake me? He says, because he's holy. Yes. Huh? Yes. God wants nothing to do with sin. Yes. Huh? Yes. You thinking you're going to bypass Jesus to get mercy from God Almighty? No, you're not. God wants nothing to do with sin. He's holy. He's sinless. He's righteous. Only way he's merciful is when he looks through his body. When he sees the love and the compassion that his body had for humanity, right? Y'all understand that? That's the truth. That's the only reason a righteous God is merciful with us. Because he has pity on us through or by his body. And that's why he says there's only one mediator between God and man. Huh? The man, Christ Jesus. This is why we don't say giving honor to the Spirit of Christ. Right. Spirit didn't have no mercy on me. It was a man's body that got up on that cross. It was a man's body that was opened up. It was a man's body that was spit upon. It was a man's body that had crowns of thorns pierced on his head. Huh? It was a man's body that had a spear pierced him in his side. Huh? Huh? And the spirit that was in that man, when flesh thought that they were supreme over him, they said, don't you know I got the power to preserve or take your life? That spirit said, no man takes my life. Huh? I lay it down. Huh?
I'm only being submissive to the instruction that was given to me, right? That's the body talking. Everybody understanding that? That is the body talking. Body said when it was formed, it was formed without any comeliness, if any beauty, that when we should see him, we should desire him. He looked just like a man, just like you and I. When they saw Jesus, they said, that's not God, that's Joseph's son. Huh?
Ain't nobody but Joseph and Mary's son. He's flesh. But the writer says he was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. Huh? It's just like the light shining in darkness. And darkness not being able to comprehend it. When the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and the earth was void and dark, the earth didn't know what was going on. And God said, let there be light. And there was. He had to control it. He had to control the light. He said, I'm going to make a greater light govern the day and a lesser light govern the night. He had to put the light in the house to control the light. One day that door is going to be open. The tabernacle of the sun will be open. And the light is going to release its wrath on the earth. Huh? On a dark, perverse generation. The light is going to release its wrath on the earth. Peter said, they're going to look up at the heavens, and the heavens will be on fire. Huh? In other words, the Lord is going to open the tabernacle that contains light. Huh? Well, we have this light in our earthen vessel. When you have the Holy Ghost, you've got the light inside of you. Holy Ghost is Jesus. Jesus is the light. In other words, he's the life giver. You have him down on the inside of you. That's the truth. World don't understand that, just like it don't understand you. It can't put two and two together with you. Now, when you got the Holy Ghost, they don't understand how you can hold your peace, how you can keep your tongue, even when folks say all manner of things, evil things against you. They don't understand that. But you've got Jesus inside of you. You've already got a model of what it is like to have Jesus in an earthen vessel. When you look at Jesus, when you're looking at Jesus walking on the earth, you're really looking at what it is like to be holy and sanctified in an earthen vessel. Now, the difference is Jesus didn't battle with Adam the way we battle with Adam. He battled with Adam in the sense it brought limitations. He realized physically he couldn't be in multiple locations. But, you know, because he was in one part of the city and, the donkey was another. And he said, well, if you go over there, all you have to do is give this word. And when you give this word, all you have to say, the master has use of him. And that man is going to relinquish ownership of his animal and give it to you. Huh? Why? Because God Almighty has need of them, right? He just gave them that word, and when they followed that instruction, they saw the power of his word. Huh? You saw the power of Jesus' word when he walked up to the fig tree. Fig tree was in the midst of a perverse and a faithless generation. And when the Creator came in its presence, and it was supposed to be producing fruit, right? The Lord wouldn't expect something from you if it wasn't possible. If that fig tree was supposed to be producing fruit, and when the Lord went to go eat off of that fig tree, huh? Was the spirit trying to eat off of it? No. Flesh was trying to eat off of it. But the spirit that was in that flesh made that fig tree. Huh? And when that flesh reached out and saw that there were no figs, huh? Spirit spoke to that fig tree and said, don't let nothing grow on you no more. Huh? That's what happens when you're rebellious against your Creator. See, but you don't want to be able to see a difference between Jesus and God himself. The Creator and the Redeemer. They are the same. Huh? Say, when you see me, you see the Father. When you see me as a Redeemer, you see me as a Creator. I've shown you my creative work all while I was preparing to redeem you from your sin. Yes. How did you show us your creative work? I brought sight to the blind. Huh? I made the lame to walk.
I brought the dead back to life.
Yes.
I did all of this without shedding one drop of blood. Why? Because just like you see me as a redeemer, when you see me in a weak, humble state as a redeemer, that does not mean I lost my power. I'm still your creator. I am still your maker. And without me, you can't do nothing, right? You can't do nothing without Jesus. You can't do nothing without Jesus. Who but the creator can take the 2 fish and 5 loaves and feed thousands? Huh? He ain't shed no blood yet. Huh? He ain't shed no blood yet. But he fed all of these thousands of people. Who but the creator can look at a fellow and say, go back home. Your daughter lives. Huh? But they said she's dead. Your daughter lives. Huh? Come on, that's true. Who but the creator could do that? Who but the creator can take a part of a person's body that has been cut off, pick it up off the ground, and put it back on the person's body? Huh? As though it was never cut off. Huh? He ain't shed no blood yet. He's the creator at that. That's creative work. That's the work of the creator. Who but the creator can be asleep even in the midst of a storm? And everybody say, Lord, do you care that we perish? Huh? Looking at them saying, where's your faith?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. He speaks to the wind and the waves,
yes,
and says, peace.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And it didn't gradually, right? It said immediately.
Yes.
There was a great calm.
Right.
And they said, what manner of man is this?
Right.
Huh? That even the wind and the waves,
yes,
obey his voice. Right. Now, he didn't shed no blood yet.
No.
That was the work of the creator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all understand this?
Yeah.
Who but the creator can cause these wise men?
Yeah.
Before even English was a part of that babe's vocabulary. Can cause these wise men to go find where he is.
Yeah.
And then cause these wise men to give expensive gifts to fund his parents' travel.
Right.
From the place of danger.
Yes, right.
Place of danger. Well, what was Herod about to do? He was about to kill all of the children.
Right.
Under the age of 2.
Right.
Mom and daddy needed money to get out.
Jesus.
And who but God himself,
yes,
would give somebody a mind to give finances for that.
Right.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Right.
They were expensive elements.
Jesus.
And it funded their trip, right? All they said is, we want to come see what's up under this star, right? When they got there, they saw. Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe the child didn't say anything. The nativity scenes make you think that Jesus was this baby lying in the manger. But that's not the scripture. The scripture says they were out of the manger by that point. They were in their home. Huh? They came and found the child in the house. Huh? And that's why Herod put the declaration not just to kill babies. He said children from 2 under. So that let us know that Jesus at that particular point was possibly walking around. Huh? Huh? But before he could utter words out of his mouth, huh? Funded that trip. Huh? Mom and daddy escaped. Then when he's 12, he's in the temple teaching. Huh? In the temple teaching scholars. People that had studied scriptures. All of their lives. It's opening up their understanding to the text, to the law. And his mom and daddy left him while he was there. And they came back and said, why weren't you with me? Then this child, out of his own mouth, said, I got to be about my father's business. This is creator. Creator was talking. I've got to be about my father's business. He had made me a sin substitute. Huh? My body is an offering for sin. Huh? That's all that body of Jesus was. It was an offering of sin. Remember, you weren't redeemed with corruptible things. You were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, right? He had to walk sinless. He had to present himself as a sinless sacrifice. Creator, redeemer. But you can't. I don't want you to separate the two. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen him. Huh? We're the same. Huh? Well, how am I not going to separate you? You've got to emphasize my name. Huh? Don't be walking around focusing on my creative work and then abandon my redemptive work. And don't be walking around focusing on my redemptive work and then abandon my creative work. Because you're going to need both of them. Amen, Lord Jesus. You're going to need both of them when you're functioning down here. You're going to need the creative work of Jesus. Huh? I mean to perform things in your life. I mean bring something out of nothing. That's the creative work of Jesus. And you're also going to need Jesus to pull you out. Buy you back. When sin has got a hold on you. You're going to need the redemptive work of Jesus to purchase you back. And to preserve you as you walk through this thing called life. You're going to need both the creative and the redemptive work of Jesus. Jesus said, how I'm going to give you a remedy so that you won't separate the two. All you've got to do is exalt my name. Huh? When you say Jesus, you're calling on his creative work. When you say Jesus, you're calling on his redemptive work. Everything you need is in the name, right? Y'all believe that? Everything you need is in the name. But the Lord looked at us and said, we are in the midst of a perverse and faithless generation. Huh? Come on. Look at that scripture there in John 17. I didn't forget. Father, yes.
Yes. Father, the hour
has come. Yes. Isn't this something? Don't you know when you have Jesus, that's it. You got power over what? All of this stuff.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You're not going around showing your power so people can say how powerful you are. But you utilizing that power to overcome you.
Yeah.
Huh? Y'all understand that? The Holy Ghost is in me for me to overcome me. Huh? It ain't to overcome you. It's to help me deal with me. To keep my mind focused. Huh? Oh yeah, that's the truth. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost to help you stay focused on what you need to stay focused on. Because every day the enemy will attack your mind. He will try to distract you and take you off of course. Huh? And some of us, it don't take much. Huh? It don't take much for the enemy to get us all rattled up and get us all focused. We be focusing on everything but what we need to be focusing on. And who does this? It is nothing but Satan. It is an attack of Satan on your mind. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost helps you to concentrate. Holy Ghost helps you to bring your mind back where your mind needs to be at so that you can hear what thus saith the Lord. You need faith. Huh? Don't y'all realize this? You can't make it without faith. But how can you get faith when you don't hear the word? Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing the word, you need the Lord's word to help develop your faith, right? You be saying, why am I struggling to trust Jesus? Because you won't hear his word. You're so busy doing everything else. You're not paying attention to his word. Huh? See, the Lord giving you word to help what? Your faith. You're going to go through. Something's going to happen to you this week. You're going to go through. Huh? And you're going to need the faith to get through it. Huh? You're not going to be able to call on nobody. You're not going to be able to run nowhere. You're going to be able to lean and trust and depend on Jesus in order for you to go through it. Huh? Else you're going to act like flesh. Huh? You're going to act like flesh. And you need the Holy Ghost to help you to overcome flesh. Not the flesh in others, the flesh inside of you. All of that doubt, all of that worry, all of that stress, all of that anxiety, all of that frustration, all that irritability. You need the Holy Ghost to help you overcome flesh, right? Is that the truth? You need the Holy Ghost to help you overcome flesh. Else you're going to behave just like everybody else. Huh? And they're going to look at you and say, you ain't in no position to talk about me. Because you're doing the exact same thing that I'm doing. You done lost your witness. Huh? And you ain't got nobody to blame but who? Huh? Because the Lord already told you before the day got started. I'm going to allow the heads to be removed. Huh? I'm allow the heads to be removed. And I'm trying to tell you, you're dealing with a devil that wants you. That desires to have you. Desires to have you wild so he can sift you like wheat. In other words, so he could break up every morsel of your faith. Huh? To where it has no substance. Huh? It has nothing you can grab hold of. It's weak faith. Huh? You don't need no weak faith. Not in this day and time. You need to be strong in the faith, right? You don't need no weak faith. You don't need no weak faith. You need to be strong in the faith. Because you don't know what's going to come your way. Huh? Whether it be sickness, whether it be famine, you don't know what's going to come your way. But who does know? Jesus. And Jesus is going to remove the hedge. Jesus is going to move the hedge a little bit more and let you be tested. Huh? Don't you say it's Jesus testing you. Huh? Because God don't test you. God don't tempt nobody. Huh? But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own. And I'm trying to tell you, you are your worst enemy. That thing inside of you called Adam. You are your worst enemy. You just don't have Adam to contend with. You got Adam and Eve. You got both of them inside of you. They are in your DNA. You got a liar in your DNA, and you got a stubborn will in your DNA. You got a part of you that don't want to take accountability for your own behavior, and you got a part of you that say what Jesus did was made a mistake. Huh? You got both of that, all of that stuff fishing in your brain, and you need the Holy Ghost to overcome that.
Hallelujah.
You need the Holy Ghost to overcome that. You ain't got no Holy Ghost? You be out there acting just like Adam. You be out there acting just like Eve. Huh? Thinking like him and talking like him. Huh? Come on. Go read me a little bit more. So when you got the Holy Ghost, you've got the design of the Holy Ghost is to help you overcome the flesh. Huh? Every aspect of who you are. When you're sick, you got the Holy Ghost to help you to overcome that stuff. Sickness will tell you you can't. Huh? Sickness will do that to you. Sickness will tell you you can't. You feel it bad. Sickness will do all this stuff to you. But you've got to go to the witnesses of the scripture. The Lord has given you a great cloud of witnesses in the scripture of people that serve the Lord regardless of how they felt. Huh? What Mother Ann says, we need to ask the Lord for some rooftop faith.
Yes.
What do you mean rooftop faith? Yes. Even when you're lame and you can't even walk, you need to ask somebody, open up the roof and just let me drop down where Jesus is. You are without an excuse. Huh? That woman that had that sickness in her body, she crawled to Jesus. You are without an excuse.
Jesus.
Blind Bartimaeus.
That's it.
He couldn't see.
Jesus.
He sat on the side of the road.
Jesus.
When everybody told him to shut his mouth, he cried out to Jesus the more. You are without an excuse.
Hallelujah.
Everybody understand that?
Yes, hallelujah.
Lord, the Lord gave you the power over all of your flesh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not some of it.
Huh?
You can't sit at home and talk about what you're going through and how hard it is and how it is worth you abandoning Jesus. Nah. You might be able to tell somebody like that. You might be able to tell your job that story, but you ain't going to be able to tell Jesus. You might be able to pick up the phone and say, I'm not coming in because I'm sick today. But you're not going to be able to do Jesus like that. Huh? No. See, we got this thing all wrong. We think because of the way we govern this in this world that that's how we govern in Jesus. The Lord said, I gave you the Holy Ghost for you to overcome all. Not some of it, all of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now we want to pick and choose.
Yeah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We want to be sophisticated saints.
Jesus.
Well, I know I can't come because if I come, they're going to see blood leaking out my ear.
Listen, Jesus.
What you going to do? You going to the hospital?
Jesus.
Nah, I ain't going to the hospital. I already know what it is. I cut myself when I was, you know, cleaning out my ear. And I've just been sitting at home with cotton. Well, what's wrong? What's the difference between you sitting at home and sitting in church with your cotton? Huh? But I don't want nobody seeing me with having to change that old nasty cotton swab every 5 minutes because it's bleeding. Huh? It look like you need some Holy Ghost. Huh? Well, I got the Holy Ghost. It look like you need a little bit more. Because that part of the flesh is beating you up. Huh? That part of whose flesh? Your flesh. Don't you kind of join me? Well, you know, we all say, nah, but that flesh is beating you up right now. Because Jesus got expectation for you. And you're letting a simple cut in your ear separate you from your God. The God that loved you. Huh? When Jesus see that cotton swab in your ear, is it something that you could say, Lord, me and you suffer the same way? Jesus will look at you and say, you are alive. I took a crown of thorns on my head for you, and I didn't stop going. I took a spear in my side for you, and I did not stop going. I carried a heavy cross up a hill for you, and I did not stop going.
Huh? Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost
yes.
to help you overcome all, not some.
All the flesh. Jesus.
Yo, did everybody understand that?
Thank you, Jesus.
I hope y'all getting something out of this.
Lord Jesus, help our minds. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Lord, give you the Holy Ghost to give you the power or the authority to overcome all of your flesh. Not some of it. Not some of it. He said it's expedient. The Lord says when he was in the flesh, it was expedient that I go away. If I do not go away, the comforter. Who is the comforter? The comforter is Jesus. Jesus is the Holy Ghost. If I don't go away, the Holy Ghost will not come. That's why he tells you to tarry until, right? Stay there until. You are endued with power from where?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Give you the Holy Ghost for you to overcome all the works of the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Not some of them.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And you realize even if you go out of here this week and you lose your job,
Jesus.
All of your income has stopped.
Jesus.
Huh?
Yes.
Lord still got expectation for you.
Yes.
You understand that? He already knew your income was going to stop before he brought you into existence.
Jesus.
And it's another opportunity for you to prove yourself. For you to show Jesus just what he means to you. I'm behind. I'm going to get there. I can't get nobody on the phone. Start walking. Show Jesus your faith. Huh? Y'all understand? Show him your faith. Faith is the substance of things what? Show Jesus your faith.
Jesus.
We let this world condition us, saints.
That's right.
I'm trying to give you an understanding. The Lord has set expectation for you.
Yes, he has.
You little things we be going through every 5 minutes. I can't serve the Lord. I can't. Why can't you? What are you going through so hard to prevent you from moving towards Jesus? Jesus is life.
He is life.
Don't you want to live?
Yes. Jesus.
I'm not telling you something to bring you death. I'm telling you something to bring your life.
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You got that thing mixed up.
Yes,
you think
hallelujah.
That doctor's pills is helping you live.
Jesus.
That doctor's pill ain't helping you live. Jesus is the one giving you life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can't live unless Jesus give you life.
Thank you.
You mess around, take that pill, it look like it's supposed to be, and it'd be the worst thing for you.
Whoa.
You be done caught in that allergic reaction.
Jesus.
Doctor didn't even know. Say, I didn't even know you was allergic to that. Ain't none of that in your chart. What's wrong with him? He dead.
That's it. Thank you, Jesus.
We gonna sue. Well, you ain't gonna sue me. What good is you suing gonna do? It ain't gonna bring him back to life. They dead. They over in eternity right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is that something? The world done got us all mixed up. Oh, your mind is all mixed up. Because you're focusing on this dollar and this sin. What profit is it for you to gain this stuff? And then lose your own soul. Where will your soul be at?
Thank you,
get all that money, go be a millionaire. Well, where will your soul be at?
Right. It's gonna be lost.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Where will your soul be at?
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
You and your millions. Just riding around. See, look at my pictures. I done went there. I went here. I went. But where is your soul at?
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Oh, you ain't got to be in there crying out to Jesus like that. I pray at home. Well, you and your home is going to hell. You don't even realize the devil got you on a path to hell.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
He's giving you behaviors that are oriented with hellish behaviors. They ain't got nothing. They not exalting Jesus. It got hell all in it. Everything about it is hell. Huh? But I feel that's hell. That's all that feeling stuff. That's all the characteristics of hell's fire. See, you go back with Jesus, he takes all that away from you. See, you want a glorified body so he can take away all the pain, all the death, all of the sorrow. See, those are hellish behaviors. I can't serve the Lord because I'm grieving. What are you talking about grieving? I lost such and such and such, and you just don't know what I feel. Well, you're supposed to have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost helps you to overcome all of the flesh. You're going to cry out to the Lord. Get on your knees and cry out to Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Cry, I mean cry. Jesus, tell him, Jesus, take away the hurt. Take away the pain. Restore my joy. Restore my peace. He already let you know from you got started, all souls are mine. These folk don't belong to
you.
All souls belong to Jesus. And he told you the soul that sinned. You be hiding for your children and all these other loved ones. You know the devilment they doing. You know they ain't doing right. You know they ain't born again. Don't you come make up some story. They're in sin and they're going to die in it. This is why we tell you to pray the Lord's mercy on their mind. Give them a mind to be saved, right?
Hallelujah.
And they ain't got no mind. Don't you go to hell with them. You going? If they go to hell, I guarantee you, they're going to tell you, do not follow behind me. I made a mistake, right? That's the truth. I made a mistake. All of you got loved ones that you know. You should know them. I hope you know them. I hope you don't think every last one of them folk that you went to a funeral for went back with Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We need to wake up out of this stuff, saints. Lord, give us the Holy Ghost to overcome not just some of it, but all of this flesh. This stuff is a hindrance. Y'all understand that this stuff is a hindrance? Hinders your progress. It embeds it in your mind that you can. When yes, you can. Yes, you can. Just try it. Try Jesus. Stretch out on the Lord. Show the Lord you trust him, right? Try him. Try him and see him.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Don't just serve the Lord when stuff is going good. You got to try Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is going on. This is going on. But still, just keep on moving. Keep on moving. Don't stop for nobody. Don't stop for nothing. Keep moving. Keep your focus on the Lord Jesus. Set your affections on things above. Not on things that are on this earth. Why? Because Jesus is coming. Y'all believe that Jesus is coming. You're living around a bunch of people that don't believe he's coming. But Jesus is coming.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
And I don't want him to catch me with my work undone. He's already got assignment for me, right? He's already got a plan for what I need to do in this flesh, right? And I don't want my job to be incomplete. You know how you go to the schools and the schools say this work is incomplete. You don't want the Lord to look at you and say you are incomplete. I want the Lord to look at you like Paul said, I finished my course. Huh? I kept the faith, right? That's what you want the Lord to say about you, right?
Jesus.
He is not insensitive. We don't serve a God that's insensitive, that doesn't care about you. He's telling you what to do when stuff come your way. He say, cast all of your care. Stop telling other folk about stuff you should be telling Jesus. Huh? Stop talking to other people about stuff you should be telling Jesus. He's the one that does what cares for you. He said, cast all of them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't get it twisted. We will hear you.
Jesus. Thank you,
We hear you when the deacon coming in, every now and then he come in, and that stuff be overwhelming about his son. We hear him, but it's not going to change the message. The message is still going to be, get on your knees and cry out to Jesus. Cry out to the Lord, and lift that burden. Lift the burden. Y'all understand that? That's a burden. It's a weight on you. You can't serve the Lord with that weight on you. You sit up there stressing, and all that's not going to bring that boy back to health. Only one that can do that is Jesus.
He's the only one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You'd be going around there, sitting around the hospital bed. Everybody else doing the same thing. Just be sitting there. Nah, man. I got to get out of here. I need to get somewhere and cry out to the Lord. Jesus is my strength.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
It'd be something different if everybody around the hospital bed calling Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
And I say, yes, stay here all day long.
Hallelujah.
Have a good old prayer service all day long.
Jesus.
But you're around a bunch of demons.
Jesus.
Folk ain't got no mind to be saved.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
You get to calling Jesus, they be telling you, man, you ain't got time for all of that.
Uh-huh.
They trying to let you know they don't want nothing to do with you.
Jesus.
Stop trying to make
Jesus.
Yourself fit in where you don't belong at. Realize the Lord pulled you out of there and be glad. Huh? Why? Because that's the path to hell, right? That's the path to hell. Y'all understand that? That ain't the straight and the narrow way. Straight and the narrow way leads to life. And the Lord told you only a few. I'm so glad I'm around a few. Huh? I'm so glad I'm around a few. At least I know what I'm going to get. Huh? You got a household full of demons. At least I know in here with the few we got. Huh? The few we got, I'm going to hear the name of Jesus somewhere.
I'm
going to hear his name somewhere.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
All right. Come on. I done got all.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's still talking about the same thing. That unbelief. Unbelief comes in many forms. All of it is to pull you away from the Lord's word.
It's
trying to snatch that word. Y'all understand that? The devil don't want you to have the word. Because he know when you get that word, you're going to get some faith. Huh? Now all this I said today, you ain't got to grab the whole message. Just grab a piece of it. I mean a mustard seed. Just grab a piece of it and put it down in your heart. Huh? Put it here.
Yeah.
Put it down on the inside and don't let nobody take it.
Jesus.
Hold on to
Hold
it.
On. Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hold on to it.
Jesus.
Let the Lord know, Jesus, I want to put this thing into practice.
Jesus.
Huh? I want to do
Jesus.
What your word
Jesus.
Says. Show the Lord I'm doing what your word
Jesus.
Says.
Huh?
I'm putting your word into action, right?
That's true. Jesus.
Come on. Read me, Lord. My time.
What
will the Lord give you? When you overcome the flesh, Jesus will give you. Huh? Y'all, now you know what the devil's trying to keep you from getting. Y'all understand that? That devil don't want you to leave. Huh? He don't want you to leave. He wants you to think you got more time than you really do. Huh? He wants you to think if I could just keep you distracted long enough. Huh? The devil don't know when the Lord going to call. But the Satan does know when the Lord calls, you going to answer. Huh? Ain't nothing nobody going to be able to do to stop Jesus. And if he could just get you out the will of the Lord long enough that when Jesus calls, you lift your eyes up in heaven.
Jesus.
He said,
Jesus.
This is what he does. This is why he attacks you.
Yes, he does.
Because he doesn't want you to get life.
Huh?
Is that what the scripture says?
Yeah.
That's what he don't want you to get. He don't care about your job. He don't care about your bank account. He don't care about none of your family. Just don't you get eternal life. Huh? Come on, everybody understand that? He says, and this is life eternal, that they may know.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Everybody, do you all know who Jesus is?
Yes, I do.
That's your life.
Yes, I do.
You got to hold on to that. I mean, you got to hold on to that. Jesus, you are my life, right? You got to hold on to that.
Oh,
Who is Jesus?
The only true God.
Yeah. Everybody understand? Y'all see y'all? Now y'all can understand why this devil got all these doctrines out there. These Allahs, Jehovah, Yahweh, and all this other kind of foolishness. Because he don't want you to know who Jesus is. He don't want you to fall in love with his name. He wants you to provide substitutes. Didn't I tell you all that before? You need to make a discipline in your mind that where I say God, and you have to say, can I put Jesus there?
Hallelujah.
Because I thank God for waking me up this morning. Can I put Jesus there? Huh? I need to learn to put the Lord's name where it belongs at, right? Huh? His name belongs at the forefront of my mind. Huh? It is through faith in his name. Y'all understand this? It is through faith in his name. That's the only way you're whole. That's the only way you're complete. Y'all, go over to Acts chapter number 4. I don't want y'all to take my name from it. Don't take what I say. I'm going to give you what the word says. Chapter number 4. Or chapter number 3 or something like that. Oh, chapter number 3. 3. Look at 3 and 1.
Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer.
Yes.
Being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they say daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful.
That's true.
To ask alms of them.
He was a beggar. He was a beggar. That's all he knew. Mm-hmm. Some of these folk out there doing all they knew. That's all they're doing. We get mad at them, but they're doing all they know to do. And they're trying to tell you, I can't do no better than this. Are they looking for you to give them something different? Huh? All I have is Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All I have is Jesus.
That's who's seeing Peter and John.
Yep.
About to go into the temple.
About to go in the church. Ask for something.
To ask an alms of Peter, fastening his eyes.
Looking on that fellow.
With John.
Yes.
He said,
Look on us.
And he gave heed unto
them. See, that's all you want. Mm-hmm. That's how you know when a person is ready to have some faith. Because look at what he said.
Yeah.
He gave heed. Uh-huh. In other words, he started paying attention. He forgot about him being lame.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
He forgot about how much money he had collected already.
Yeah.
He gave all of his attention to what Peter and John were about to tell him. Silver and gold. Looking to get something from them. Silver and gold have I none. I ain't got no money to give you. Huh?
But such as I have, I give out to
the thee. Most valuable thing I have. Y'all understand that? Money is not the most valuable thing I have. Yeah, do y'all understand? Money is not the most valuable thing that I have. What do you have that's more valuable than money? I've got the name of Jesus. Huh? Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I to you. In the name of Jesus
Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand.
See, Peter, this is what we're talking about. You got to help the people.
Yeah.
You got to help. You just can't give them the word and lead them out there. You got to help them. Huh? You know the word that you gave them fell on good ground. And you know, they say, yeah, I want to be saved. And you know Tuesday's coming around. You know you've been talking to them. You see a little tear.
Yeah.
Roll up in their eyes. Say, I want to be saved.
Yeah.
You let them know I'm going to be around here Tuesday. And go early. Go early. Go. I mean, beat that devil at his game. Because the devil will do everything he can do to try to prevent and stop. Go early. Say, I'm going to come around here Tuesday and help you get yourself together. And as soon as you say, well, don't come because such and such is going on. No. Remember what you say. You want to be saved. You want Jesus so bad. And you can't let nothing get between you and Jesus. But I don't have nothing to wear. Put on what you got. Huh? If you don't have nothing but some scrub, put on your scrub. Put on what you got. Just get to Jesus any way you can. Show the Lord I trust you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's you taking them by the hand.
See,
Peter and them didn't leave that fellow by himself. They took him by the hand. And what did he say?
Jesus, he took him by the hand, right hand, and lifted him up.
Lifted him up.
And immediately his feet and ankles.
See, I'm trying to tell you, you got to have faith, saints. You don't want no weak faith. When this word is coming to you, don't have no weak faith. Take the Lord's word and run with it. Huh? Take the Lord's word and expect to receive something. Huh? Jesus, I don't know what you're going to do for me, but expect to receive something from the Lord's word. And when that word grab hold of you, don't stop the motion. See, the Lord's word is grabbing hold of you. Don't stop the motion. If the Lord's word is moving you, jump up with enthusiasm. Huh? Y'all understand that? When the Lord's word grabs hold of your mind, jump up with enthusiasm. And when you're down there calling Jesus, you say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And you feel something. You feel a little tug. You got to jump up with some enthusiasm. You can't say, well, my voice is getting a little tired. You got to jump up with some enthusiasm. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Why? Because you want the Lord's word to move you, right? And when the Lord's word grabs hold of you, it ain't no delayed response. Huh? Writer said immediately. Huh? That looked like the day of Pentecost, don't it? They were down there calling on Jesus. The writer said, suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mouth. See, I'm trying to tell you, you got to grab hold of the name. And you got to hold on to that name. And don't let that name go till it gets to moving you, right? And when it gets to moving you, you got to jump up. You got to move with enthusiasm. You got to run with enthusiasm. You got to say, Lord, I know you real. Lord Jesus, I know you real. Why? Because I feel you for myself. Huh?
Jesus, Jesus,
so many people that talk the presence of the Lord,
yes,
and they stop their feeling, they say, oh, and they back up. They say, oh, Jesus, 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 oh.
They back up. Thank you, Jesus.
They say, oh, I didn't get nothing.
Oh,
it wasn't
you,
the Lord's
Jesus.
Fault.
Jesus.
You got to expect to do what? Receive something.
Yes, yes,
and you can't stop calling him until you receive.
Hallelujah.
Huh? You can't stop because you're scared.
Right.
You got to keep on calling Jesus until you receive.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
See, the Holy Ghost is a gift.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you got to receive this gift.
Right.
Huh?
Yes, yes.
Jesus. You got to keep on calling him.
Oh,
huh?
Hallelujah.
That brother,
Jesus.
When they raised him, when they got him by the hand and lifted him up,
yep.
He grabbed hold of that name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the writer said, them ankle bones.
Yes.
Come on, do y'all understand this?
Yes, yes.
This is the creative and the redemptive.
Yes.
Working together. This is what you want Jesus
yes.
to do. Right, Lord Jesus, when I exalt your name,
Jesus.
I'm going to see the creative and the redemptive work of Jesus.
Yes.
Join hand in hand.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
What was the creative work? His ankles were not working.
Yes.
Y'all don't understand
yes.
His ankles weren't working.
Yes.
But the creative power of Jesus.
Yes.
Gave them ankle strength.
Thank you,
y'all understand that?
Yes.
And that brother got that strength.
Come on,
and the redemptive work.
Yeah, yeah.
The redemptive work of Jesus said, praise me.
Jesus.
Praise me.
Jesus.
Praise me.
Yes.
Praise me.
Jesus.
That brother leaped.
Yes.
Huh? He leaped.
Uh-huh.
Huh? He kept on.
Oh,
huh?
Yes.
He didn't stop preaching.
Yes.
He was glad about the change, right? He kept on.
Thank you,
that's why I love to see.
Uh-huh.
When you all get out of yourself and you let the Lord have
Jesus,
his way,
Jesus.
He's bent you all over like a prop.
Jesus.
Huh?
Yes.
And I don't say, oh, don't let him do that. It's going to hurt himself. I say, no. Let the Lord have his way. Keep on praising Jesus.
Jesus.
Keep on praising
yeah,
Jesus.
Lord.
Keep on loving Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep on magnifying
Jesus.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Because he's good.
Help us. Hallelujah,
he's good.
Yes, he is.
He's good to your
yes,
soul.
He is. Yes,
he
is.
Huh? He's good to your soul. You got this joy, and ain't no liquor, ain't no weed, ain't nothing attached to it. All you did is get the name, and you held on to that name, and that name brought you joy. Huh? Didn't it bring this man joy? Huh? Verse number 8 says, this brother was on the outside. Huh? This brother was on the outside of the temple. Huh? See, that's what I tell you. When you get the Holy Ghost like you're supposed to, you ain't got no problem coming to church. And you ain't got no problem getting in here. You'll be glad to get in these doors. Huh?
Yeah.
This fella didn't come inside the temple. He sat on the outside all them years. But now he got a re- difference in your life?
Yes,
sir. Holy Ghost make a difference in your life? You'll be glad to come to church. I don't have to wonder if you're going to be here. You'll be glad to be here. Huh? Oh, yeah, it ain't no burden. It ain't no burden not to get in here and praise the Lord. You'd be simply, I'll be so glad when we get ready to get out of here and go home. I'm trying to tell you, you should have just stayed on home anyway. Huh? You wasted your time anyway. Because you ain't come through these doors with no faith. I can't help you when you ain't got no faith. Huh? You ain't coming in here for no other reason anyway. I'm going to give you what the word says. And it's up for you to take the Lord's word and trust it. Add some faith to his word. One thing is true, Lord know what you're going to go through anyway. I don't know nothing about you. I don't know what's going on in your life, but the Lord does. And the Lord know how to give you word to help you to move you forward. Now it's up to you to take that word and grab hold of it. Huh? And don't let that word go. And when you feel the word tugging you, don't resist him. Huh? That's like Peter didn't raise that fella. He didn't resist. He didn't say, oh, no. I can't walk. He was looking to receive something. He said, whatever you got for me, I want it. That's the attitude you got to have with Jesus. Whatever you got for me, Lord, I want it. I want it. I want it. Whatever you want to do in my life, Lord, I want it. I want it, and I don't want you to stop. Huh? That's the true power that's in here. You don't want the Lord to stop doing what he's doing. Huh? Hey, you don't want the Lord to stop doing what he's doing. He done showed you his power already. Huh? He done showed you his power already. Just get the receiving. That brother said he was leaping. I'm almost done. I know. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I'm going to let y'all go. He's leaping. He said he's leaping. And he entered into the temple, right? What was he doing? Huh? And I'm sure them folks looked at him like something was wrong with him. You coming in here making all that noise? Huh? But you don't know what the Lord did for me. I had no time to come in before. Huh? But Jesus touched my life. Huh? Jesus touched my life. And I owe him praise, right?
Jesus
touched my life. And I owe him praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Huh? Everybody understand that?
Right.
Jesus done touched my life. And I owe him praise.
Jesus, thank you.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
See, your back must not have been up against no wall.
Thank you.
Your back be up against the wall,
Jesus.
And you don't know where you gonna go.
Jesus.
That's how that devil be making you feel like this.
Jesus.
You don't know where you gonna go.
Thank you, Jesus.
But when the hand of the Lord,
Jesus.
I mean the hand of God Almighty,
right.
He reach out and pull you from out of that
mess,
and he let you feel free. I'm talking about real freedom.
Right.
I mean, no hindrance stopping you. You owe Jesus praise. You owe Lord praise for that.
Hallelujah.
You owe the Lord praise for that.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be out of place. You're not going to be out of place. You got to praise him. Just go right on and praise him. Man, let's get a service over. We'll sit right on in here.
Yes,
you stop praising the Lord.
Right, Jesus.
Huh? Yes. I don't care how tired I am.
Jesus.
But you give me a bottle of water, I just sit right here.
Jesus.
I say, yes, enjoy.
Yes.
Enjoy Jesus. Because
yes.
I don't know what you're going to do when you got there.
Yes.
So you might as well praise him while you're in here, right?
Right. Jesus.
You might as well praise him while you're in here.
Right. Yes.
Because when they left out the temple, y'all understand this? When them brothers left out the temple, that devil wasn't happy with them.
Jesus.
That devil met them.
Jesus.
When they left out the temple, and what did he say? Don't you preach no more in that name.
Jesus.
Huh?
No.
Don't you preach no more in that name.
Jesus.
You need boldness.
Yes.
Say whether you agree with it or not.
Oh.
I can only testify on what the Lord have done. Huh?
Jesus.
You knew this man from years ago, and how he been on the outside all of his life, begging alms, and ain't none of y'all doctors, huh? Ain't none of y'all politicians, huh? Ain't none of y'all financial gurus. Ain't nobody been able to help him, huh? And all we did is give him the name. We didn't charge him for it. We gave it to him.
Right. Yeah.
And all he is doing is praising.
Help.
the God that saved him. Whether you believe in him or not, all he's doing is praising the God that saved him. Huh? Y'all understand this? Jump down to verse number 14. And I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop at 16. Lord,
but ye deny the whole.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Saints, don't let unbelief turn into denial. Huh? Y'all understand that? Don't let your unbelief turn into denial. That's what it's going to do to you. When unbelief is finished, it's going to make you deny Jesus. What did it do to the children of Israel? Unbelief turned them into pure denial. Huh? What did denial look like? It'd be better for us to go back and serve the gods of the Egyptians. We'd rather be beat. We'd rather have our children killed. We'd rather have our women raped than to stay in this wilderness with Jesus. Are you like that? Shame on you if you are. I say anywhere with Jesus is better than being in that world of sin. Anywhere with Jesus is better than being in that world of sin. Because all sin got to offer me is death. At least when I get finished with Jesus, I'm going to get life eternal. Y'all understand that? Sin ain't going to give you nothing but death. But at least when you get finished with Jesus, you're going to get life eternal, right? I don't care how sick you are. Just stick with Jesus. With your sick self, stick with Jesus, right? At least when it's all said and done. At least you'll get life eternal sticking with Jesus. You don't want to be so sick down here and then go to hell. That's bad, isn't it? You've been a pill popper down here, dealing with all this pain and sicknesses and everything else, and then you're going to go into hell for eternity. Now, that don't add up to it. Where y'all at? They denied. Don't you think, didn't I just tell y'all? Don't let unbelief do this. Because unbelief will result in denial. And the Lord can't help you when you deny him. Say, you deny me, I'm going to deny you. Everybody understand? He said, but you denied that Holy One. Right?
And the just.
You desired Barnabas. Oh, with Barabbas. Is that that fellow's name? Pilate tried to reason with them, saying, y'all know Barabbas tried to murder me. They said, give us Barabbas and let Jesus be crucified. He said he tried multiple times to get them to change their mind. They cried out the more.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. And they killed the prince of life. Whom God have raised from the dead.
And then Jesus said, you destroyed his body, and in 3 days I'll get it up. That lets you know Jesus is God, right?
Right.
Yeah. Keep going.
Thank you, Jesus. Whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name through faith.
Everybody understand this? Mm-hmm. Y'all should have that highlighted in your book. Mm-hmm. This is when the devil's trying to make you deny the name.
Yeah.
He's making you not be whole. He's trying to make you feel incomplete.
Yes.
Everybody understand? See, this is what you get when you use the name. You get a sense of being complete.
Yes.
Huh?
Right.
There's no empty pockets inside of you.
Right.
There's no missing spaces. Nope. The name satisfies you, your whole being.
Yes.
This name, his name through faith in his name. Have made this man what?
Strong. See and know. Yea, the faith which is by him have given him
perfect. Didn't that what you were talking about this morning? Saints shouldn't have nothing wrong with your brain.
Right.
Saints shouldn't have. Now, y'all going to read a Bible lesson talking about something. I got a Bible lesson I'm going to tell you. Y'all read it's going to be good for you. But I was going to give you another Bible lesson. You want both of them. It's victory over my emotions. But I think I gave y'all that a couple of months ago. But maybe you need to hear it again. Because I think we too emotional. We just too emotional. We just want to have too many pity parties. And we need this all this stuff we need to put on the altar. I mean, all this little emotions and feelings, we need to put this stuff on the altar. Huh? Because you talk, I'm telling you, you messing on dangerous ground.
You are.
When you start getting all into these feelings, that devil is sitting up in a corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's listening to everything you say.
Real good.
And he want to go around and play on your what? Your emotions. Huh? Yeah. He going to get somebody to start tickling your feelings.
Yeah.
Huh? And that's going to mess you up.
Right.
Huh? You're going to get so far out there in your feelings, you're not going to be able to see Jesus no more. And you don't want that, do you?
No.
You don't want that. You don't want that. You really need to have a strong mind. You need to have a strong mind. You need to put your emotions where they belong at. I'm not telling you you don't have them, but you better put them where they belong at. Don't let them drive you. Don't let them navigate you. Because emotions are unstable. They go up and they go down.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm married. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, one minute you were lovey-dovey.
Mm-hmm.
You be loving. I love you. I love you too. Oh, we are so loving. Send some goats. The boat go down, all the way down. Man, where did the love go? Where did the love go? Huh? That's the emotions. They go up. You need some Jesus to bring some stability. And you be serving the Lord like that. I love Jesus. I love him. He's so wonderful. He's so awesome. Then all the way down. I don't know why I'm going through all this.
Come on.
Huh? I just don't understand why all this stuff is happening to me. Emotions. You emotional. You all in them emotions. And them emotions are unstable. Okay? Does that make sense? That's true, saints. It's true. It's true. They're unstable. Did you finish? I think I'm. Give him the perfect sound. All right. See, the Holy Ghost will prove itself. He will prove himself to you. Even in the midst of the unbeliever. Huh? Is everybody understand that? Who was around him? A whole bunch of unbelievers. And what did the Holy Ghost say? He gave that man
perfect
soundness. In the presence of who?
All of them. Amen.
It just wasn't around the saints. It was around them old wicked folk too.
Yeah.
Everybody need to see Jesus in you. Y'all understand that? You don't need to witness in here. You need to witness everywhere. Everybody understand that? You need the Lord to give you soundness everywhere. Even when you're in the grocery store line, you need the Lord to give you soundness. It's the truth. Them folk be looking all behind you. Somebody's only one wretch. The only one wretch is over. Good Lord. What are they going to do? Ain't you tired too? Honey, I know you tired. They be looking down because you struggling because you're leaning on that cart. See, I know you tired. This gets on my nerves. This is why I don't ever come here. They get on my, y'all can open up one more lane. Ain't that right? They be looking all back at you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Then if you're not careful, you start talking to them, they'll bring you right on in.
Yeah, right.
We sick and tired of this. They done pulled you all into it. And now you don't even know. You a devil. You a devil with a devil. Looking at the person there doing the best they can. These folks doing the best they can. When you see one person on the register, that's probably all that know how to count. See, I see three and four people in the aisle. Why you don't put them on the register? Maybe they have a learning disability. Maybe they can't count. You don't want them to mess up your money, do you? Then you get an attitude. Right? You don't know how to count? No, I don't. That's why I wasn't on the register. And you done made them put me on the register and embarrass me in front of all these people. They had me doing the job that I could do. Y'all understand that? I just want you to think. That's all. You need the Holy Ghost to keep you stable. Keep your mind how sound. Even in the midst of all of this foolishness. I'm done. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart. You may not sin against Jesus.